is 27 minutes to 9 o'clock, and I mentioned to you that I was awaiting the arrival of Morne Swanepoel from combatcoaching.com, and he has arrived. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Well, it's a Monday morning is always a bit of a thing to get going. I thought maybe for a moment you weren't going to make it, and then I would be stuck explaining why I've been stood up twice this morning, but good for you. Combatcoaching.com, I've just been going through the background. Very impressive credentials. I just have one question for you to open up. Why Bolito?
Tough question. We were first planning to move to Mauritius because I've got several branches throughout the world. And I've got about 5 branches in Mauritius, gyms operating there. And our goal was to move to Mauritius. And unfortunately, the visas were declined. And my family and I sat down and decided where's the next best place to go to. And we love the coast. Obviously, wanting to move to Mauritius, we love the ocean. And we made the decision for Bolito. You know, we find that Bolito is a vibrant community. It's a growing community. And we just like connected with some of the people here. And it's where we found ourselves moving to.
Yeah. Well, clearly Mauritius's loss is our gain, which is brilliant. I've taken a look behind the scenes at what combat coaching is all about, because one hears so much in the zeitgeist, lots of it rumor, and without interrogating that, you don't really know what things are about until you start to look deeper.
Yeah.
And there has been over the years a plethora of small gyms starting up, and I'm nothing wrong with sort of mom-pop shop gym, except for the fact that they tend to be too small to really cater to a growing population finds on the North Coast. And if one can believe the various experts that have studied what is coming, it looks like the growth in this area is really just beginning. It's all factored in, and for the next, I think, 20 years, we're going to see phenomenal growth. But for any business coming in, it's tough to start in particularly a market that is pretty well catered to, shall we say.
Yes, yes.
And this is where you found yourself, and this is where you've set up, and your gym looks unbelievably exciting. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the gym that we set up, first of all, I did do my research on the North Coast. And like you said, there's a lot of small pockets of gyms operating here and not something at a very high level international standard. And that's what we pride ourselves on, because we are the headquarters for our international organization. And so this is the head office of all our gyms. And we've set up a world-class facility, obviously keeping in mind with the growth of Bolito and the North Coast for the future. And the facility, we've already had international guests come and train by us in awe with what we've set up here. It's one of the top facilities in South Africa that's right here in Bolito. And our whole goal is to think long-term, you know. We are looking definitely long-term to invest here and stay here and live our lives here, you know.
Now, the interesting thing in the press this morning is a story about Virgin Active, claiming that it's a British operation and it's making not millions of rand, but billions of from South Africa. Because Virgin Active, apparently one call from Nelson Mandela when the Health and Rackets was on its sort of exit strategy, because the Health and Racket Club, very successful, very big launch, you know all about that. Yeah. And then it failed, or it was failing, and there were a huge amount of jobs at stake. A call from Mandela to Branson, and Virgin Active entered the scene. Apparently, South Africa is their now flagship in terms of the numbers. So clearly, South Africa and South Africans are very, very keen on working out, getting fit, finding opportunities to do this in ways that are possibly new and exciting.
Yeah.
And then the returns on that are enormous. So you're in the right business for the right country. And what do you offer in terms of the facilities?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I think more and more people are starting to look at alternative health options, you know, instead of the normal westernized medical probiotics, antibiotics kind of thing. So I think more and more people want to become active, you know, and more people are taking their lifestyle more serious. And the big difference between us and, for example, like you say, the Virgin Active, all my gyms are family orientated. So we got a very big family culture in our gyms, which is a great attraction to anybody coming to train there. And we offer a variety of programs from four-year-olds till I think our oldest student is almost 80 years old. You know, ranging from a Bullyproof Your Child program all the way through to a Tai Chi program.
I was going to say, just looking at what you offer, it is a wide spectrum. And clearly extremely well-established, because just to go over the figures that I've been looking at, if I can find my technology when you want it to work, tends to let you down. But essentially, just go through, how many branches do you have in South Africa?
We've got about 20 branches in South Africa. Unfortunately, we lost a lot of our branches during COVID, international branches as well. But we're getting back on the bandwagon, and it's busy progressing and growing very rapidly at this stage. I mean, I travel the world giving workshops all over the world, all over South Africa. And the whole goal is to change people's lives. You know, people think the martial arts is all about fighting. Although we do like the MMA, like the Dricker's du Plessis cage fighting and all this kind of thing, our whole outlook is on life coaching. You know, so we train people to change their lives.
And with that in mind, the various disciplines that you specialize in, you've got the Bullyproof Your Child school, which we'll talk about in a sec. There's kids martial mixed martial art. There is Brazilian jiu-jitsu. There is kids BJJ. There is mixed martial art, as you've alluded to. Yeah. Tai Chi, which is phenomenal. Women empowerment. Street combatives. Warrior. You literally cater for every desire.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you a question that I think is valid. The title combat coaching might for some indicate that it is really fairly aggressive stuff.
So that's why I stress the fact of coaching. You know, people coming to our gyms, and we can already see the way they're walking into our gyms, they feel slightly threatened. And we intensify the fact that you are going to be coached. You know, we don't even look at instructing you, we look at coaching you. And if we look at the definition of a coach, it's somebody that's going to take you from point A to point B, changing your life to improve you as an individual. So we're very proud on the way we scientifically approach our classes and how we teach people and coach people to become better human beings. So a lot of these gyms, when you go to the first day or night you walk into, you walk out there with a blood nose, or you know, it's almost got the attitude that you have to prove yourself to be worthy to carry on training. And for us, it's not like that. You know, for us, it's whoever walks into our doors, we want to help them get better. So we get better training partners and better humans in our cultural group in terms of combatcoaching.com.
Do you do one-on-one coaching, or are there group sessions?
Yeah, we've got group and private sessions. I do workshops for big corporate companies. I mean, I train specialized forces, security companies. So we got the whole spectrum of people, even schools. We do, you know, motivation and talks, and even churches. I go to churches and I talk to the boys, you know, about a lot of boys and kids are without parents. You know, so they're looking for kind of mentorship as well. So, yeah, we approach all the different categories that we cater for.
So it seems to be, well, the world that we live in is in a bit of a strange place. I was just doing some research about loneliness the other day, and finding that because of digital disconnect, people are becoming very isolated and almost craving that human contact that they're not finding in normal society for whatever reason. It would appear that now this is a fabulous way of reconnecting with people, maybe like-minded people, but certainly developing your self-esteem. And that's very important as well.
Yeah, self-confidence, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think this, sorry to interrupt, I think this whole AI, new age kind of thing, people are so afraid that everybody's going to become robots and you're not going to have that human contact anymore. I personally think you can never take away that human contact, especially if it gets to something like life coaching and self-development. Mm-hmm. You need that, you know, like motherly touch kind of thing. Yeah. So the hands-on coaching, in my opinion, will never go away.
A lot of folk listening to this at the moment, no doubt, with kids, have pricked up their ears at that Bullyproof Your Child story, because this is a huge problem that we have, particularly in, well, I'm not going to say, but there's some, one hears stories that in certain contexts, it's very trend. Well, you see news from Cape Town is all over the place, but it doesn't. It's not isolated and limited to those stories that hit the news. Every school, every organization, wherever people interact, there is a tendency towards the bully culture. Mm. And one automatically assumes that your bully-proofing is going to get your kid not to become a real tough fighter, but that's not the case, is it?
Not at all. Like I discussed with my interview with Dave on Friday, sorry to say this, but bully-proofing or bullying is something like prostitution. It's never going to go away. You know, it's going to be part of our society for the rest of our lives. You know, it's from the beginning till the end, it's always been there. I started the program in 1995 that I registered the company Bullyproof Your Child. And we've had endless amount of success training kids. And people always say, not just on the kids, on the adult section as well, when you train to fight, doesn't it make you aggressive? Yes and no. I say depending on the coach, depending on the culture, you know, depending on the environment you're setting yourself in. I mean, I know about martial arts gyms that the coach actually encourages the students to go to the nightclubs, to go to the pubs, to look for fights, to test themselves. So for me, it's not about the style or anything. It's about what influence you're getting from the top. So, I would immediately say if you train in a positive, educated environment, you will definitely challenge your energy way more than what you don't deal with it at all. So we've had endless success with kids coming into our program, and we get the bullies and the non-bullies coming into our program. And just channeling that energy, building the confidence and learning that self-discipline, self-respect with everybody around you.
Because that's the essence of, I would imagine, the successful interaction, you know, the transactional analysis. If you can avoid the fight, the winner.
And unfortunately today, you know, with, like you mentioned, the new age, a lot of parents aren't much involved with their kids' lives anymore. You know, so the kids are in front of the phone, in front of the TV, in front of the computer the whole time, and dealing with the cyberbullying as well, and all the stress at school. So that interaction at the gym where they train with like-minded kids and a well-rounded coach, you know, it's just a positive reaction. Oh. Yeah.
Do you guys offer boxing coaching as well?
Yeah. We actually offer Muay Thai boxing, which is a more advanced system of boxing from Thailand that incorporates the knees and elbows and kicks and all these kinds of things. But private one-on-one, we offer pure boxing classes.
Okay, well, that's very popular. Globally, it's very popular. Yeah, yeah. I mean, my wife she's absolutely fanatical about it. I mean, I'm terrified that she don't know what she's learning. Yeah, yeah. But she loves it so much.
Yeah, it's such a great workout, and it's just getting rid of so much frustration, you know, doing some boxing. I also want to mention we're having a free woman empowerment session by the end of the month for all the ladies in Balito.
Wow.
And this is something that I feel a lot of people neglect, you know. A lot of people think it's not needed until it's too late.
What does women empowerment entail?
You know, basically, fundamentally, it's a self-defense program.
Ah.
But with the self-defense comes the building of confidence. When women can start feeling that they can actually do something, they actually don't have to be victims, you know, and you start building that self-confidence and that self-pride in them, you get amazing results. Yeah.
So there's a free session coming up at your Balito gym. Where is the gym?
The gym is right behind Hirsch's here in Moffat Drive. There's a new development there called George's Park, and we set up a really nice big facility there, like I said, world-class facility. And this workshop will be on the 29th of November. It's a Saturday morning, like I said, free of charge, or an hour and a half. It's not just physical training. You're not just going to do hands-on-hand training. There's going to be a lot of life coaching, a lot of motivation, a lot of inspiration, and hearing from other women what they went through and how they dealt with it. So,
do you have to book?
Yeah, they can just either go on our website, www.combatcoaching.com, or they can WhatsApp us directly. I don't know if I can give the WhatsApp number.
Sure.
It's 083-226-1576.
And because this is going up as a podcast right after the show, you don't have to write that down on your windscreen with your lipstick. You can literally listen to the conversation again on demand. That information will be available to you. And it's something that it seems to be, well, everyone benefits from a healthy mind in a healthy body. But when you've got so many different options, literally from full contact, mixed martial art, right through to the very gentle but disciplined Tai Chi for all ages, and everything in between, by the way, it's almost as if you're spoiled for choice in an environment that is absolutely... Look at the website, combatcoaching.com, and look at the photographs of what you can expect to find in Bolito now. This is a game changer. It's next level. It is on the headquarters now of combatcoaching.com, which is an international established organization and with many branches around the country. We're very fortunate to have Mornay and his team basing themselves here, and no doubt here to stay, because we're going nowhere.
Bolito's beautiful.
It is, and welcome to it.
Thank you so much.
My very special guest, Mornay Swanepoel from combatcoaching.com. Go onto the website, go and have a look and see, and then possibly even better still, if you're looking for a new home to develop your body, your spirit, your mind in an environment that you're going to enjoy, because that makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Pop along to Combat Coaching. Go and have a look for yourself. Mornay, thanks for joining me on the
Morning
Show.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And the Morning Show continues.